Even though the federal government shutdown ended more than 2 weeks ago, some federal employees are still recovering from its effects. They told KNAU reporter Adrian Scabaland about it at a special dinner for them hosted by an organization outside of Grand Canyon National Park.
Ashley Dickerson has worked at Grand Canyon National Park for 3 years. The federal government shutdown had impacts beyond just getting furloughed for 43 days and missing a couple of paychecks, affecting nearly every facet of her life.
The impacts of stress on your mental health, on your physical health, like on your relationships with family and friends as they're checking in and trying to figure out, are you going to be moving back home in a month? Because, you know, have they fired you yet? And I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Dickerson is at Plaza Bonita restaurant in Tucson. It sits just south of the main entrance into the park. She and a couple of dozen other federal workers are enjoying a free meal of fried chicken and tamales, chips and salsa.
This is one way for us to show our support when the community has really been suffering.
Elizabeth Silks is the CEO of Grand Canyon Conservancy. It's the nonprofit partner of the park and is hosting a series of 12 free dinners for residents of Tucson and Grand Canyon Village. Many, but not all, are park employees.
We actually had 250 people at the last dinner, and what it tells us is that people didn't feel very valued who work in the park and the park communities, and a lot of this year has felt very personal.
First came the Trump administration's mass layoffs last spring. Then the shutdown meant about 9,200 National Park Service employees were furloughed. That's according to a Park Service estimate. It's unclear how many of the 500 people who work at Grand Canyon missed paychecks. Plaza Bonita manager Javier Rosas says it's nice to see locals back.
Normally here with us, Thursday was a local day that all locals inside the park used to come with us. And now with this shutdown, there's no more Thursday. So we saw a big difference with that.
Elijah and Wyatt Gibson, who are in 8th and 6th grades respectively, sit in a booth with their mom. Their dad is on the park's trail crew and was furloughed.
He's been spending a lot of days not going to work, and money's been a little tight.
Yeah, the big problem has just mostly been the money, and we've been having a lot of troubles with it.
Their mother, Cassidy Gibson, says even as her husband receives back pay, their family hasn't come out unscathed.
We were able to tap into some savings, but we had to use our credit card more than we'd like. Definitely more than we'd like. So it was hard. You know, that's our livelihood.
For other Grand Canyon workers, the shutdown complicated already stressful situations. Kim Acker, who's worked for the Interior Department for 14 years, had an unexpected medical emergency days after the shutdown began.
I essentially ended up with a large blood clot in my brain. You know, I'm looking at tens of thousands of dollars in medical bills, and it really made me think, can I afford to be missing paychecks if I'm going to have these bills that are due?
Acker says it's left her unsure of her future and whether federal employment is reliable. And she's concerned another shutdown could be looming. The budget resolution only lasts until the end of January.
In another month or two, are we going to be without paychecks again? And to be literally told that we don't matter and that we're not important and that we're low productivity, I mean, why would I want to work for something like that?
Acker says the Grand Canyon Conservancy's events have helped her and others feel more valued, but it still doesn't fully relieve her anxiety about what the future holds. The Conservancy is planning 6 more dinners like this for federal employees and people who live in Tucson and Grand Canyon Village this month. For NPR News, I'm Adrian Scabland in Tucson, Arizona.